Welcome back to another episode of Tips and Tricks Podcast with your favorite coach, Danielle Shelton. This is the October Prayer Series. Today is October 29th, and we are nearing the end of this series. It has blessed my life, and I hope it has blessed yours. So thank everyone for listening. I am going to do a recording for October 30th and October 31st. So stay tuned because I still have two more days in the series. But doing this series has really, really tested everything in my life because there was definitely a shift. I want to say that last night I was in Jeremiah chapter 29, and I continue to be drawn back to the verse that talks about, or the verses that talk about, God having plans for your life, plans for you to prosper, and not plans for you to struggle or have strife. But all you need to do is seek him out wholeheartedly. And I really do believe that some of us are struggling in our lives just because we are choosing not to follow God. We're choosing not to seek God. We're choosing not to seek God's direction. And because we are not seeking God, because we don't have a relationship with God, it is therefore putting us in a position where we don't know where to go. We don't know what direction to go in. We're trying to figure things out that really we don't have to try to figure out, because God does speak, but you have to have a relationship with him to hear. It is very similar to any of our relationships that we have. If I don't have a relationship with someone, then how can I hear their voice? So it is important that we have time with God, and that we have prayer with God, and that we seek God out, and that we do go into our word. And I will be the first to tell you that I am convicted and have been convicted in this series because I don't study my word as I should, and I don't study my word as consistently as I should. But God has been good in all things, and because I have been convicted of it in this series, I am trying to make sure that I do a much better job with being consistent with my word and being consistent with my delivery. So just sharing with you guys, I really want you to go back. I want you to read the entirety of Jeremiah 29th verse, and I want you to hear what God has to say about his plans for your life, and about his guidance, and about his direction, and about the thing that needs to be done, which is just seeking him wholeheartedly. So I'm just going to say a very small prayer for us to discipline ourselves to seek God more fervently. All right. Most holy and eternal Father, we come to you this morning. We give you honor. We give you praise, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for all of our blessings. Thank you, Lord, for waking us up this morning. Thank you, Lord, for food. Thank you, Lord, for clothes. Thank you, Lord, for shelter. Thank you, Lord, for protecting us as we travel along our ways on the highways and the byways. Thank you, Lord, for everything, that for protecting us from every danger, both seen and unseen. I just say thank you right now. Lord, all I ask is that you give us the wisdom and allow us to be able to seek you out, to be able to seek you with our whole hearts, Lord. We ask, Lord, that when we are acting out and we are not using wisdom, that you convict our hearts and that you convict our spirits, that we may know that we are not acting in wisdom, so that we can glorify and edify you. I ask, Lord, that you lead and guide us, and that our hearts are open enough to receive what you will pour out. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, Lord. I'm sorry, y'all. All right, y'all. This has been the October Prayer Series. Today is October 29th. It is my prayer that all of you following this prayer series will just be a little more consistent with your prayer life, that you will be a little more consistent with your relationship with God, because the relationship does matter. All right, guys, I will see you tomorrow. Have a wonderful, blessed day. See you later.